in June, we are now up to like 66 animals in shelter. That indicates how many animals, and that's cats and dogs total, but still, all those animals have come in 1 month. We don't know what's going on. We can't figure it out. And it's, you know, the people finding these dogs, bringing them in, we take them if we can. We're to the point now where he's having to turn people away because we just don't have the facilities. We don't have room. We don't know what's going on, that it's a very overwhelming and it's very disturbing. So I get on my soapbox and say, please, please, please spay and neuter your pets.
Indeed.
We don't have this situation.
Morgana's going to get her big girl operation in August.
Okay. That's good to hear.
Because the last thing I want...
We need.
The last thing I want is a growing Maine Coon cat walking around my house going, meow.
Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah. No, thank you.
And even the little bitty ones can let out some pretty odd and loud noises.
Oh, so, when we're living in South Carolina with my wife's sister, her son, adult son, had this beautiful little black cat. Her name was Midnight. She's like just a little snippet of a cat.
Yeah.
And when she was like 6 months old, she went into heat and stayed there. And finally, somebody said, here's $300. Take care of that thing.
Get that animal.
Because she made these otherworldly sounds, and it was just horrible.
Well, and, you know, it makes you, they have to be miserable also.
Of course
because,
they
you know,
do.
Nature's taken over and it's not giving them any...
No relief whatsoever.
They need it.
Yeah, she's fine now. She had the operation, good. And she's a happy kitty.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know, we've got 5 kittens at the shelter right now that we've blended 2 litters together, so that way it allowed us to have room for some of the adult cats that we have. And there are 2 pure white females that are just gorgeous. This one, she's got just a little black spot on her forehead, and very, very friendly, very vocal. She was reaching out to me yesterday, and I'm thinking, okay, this is, and kind of a long haired. And then her litter mate, sound asleep. She could care less if I was there or not. But
right.
And then the other kittens are the gray tabby, you know, the kind of the everyday looking kittens that still they're still very, very lovely to take home. So we do have the kittens that. We sure like to find a home quickly because they're young, they're little.
Yeah.
And so therefore, you take them in and you train them, and
you'll be their mom and dad. They won't have a previous mom and dad. You will be the center of their world.
That's right. You really will. And so anyway, that's the smallest that we have as far as cats go. But we still have Hadley, our beautiful gray, 4 to 5 year old female. She's very affectionate, very beautiful, very, very pretty. Dublin is a black kitten with some white on his face. He's kind of shy when he came in, but he's warmed up. Fusa is a regal boy. He's 2 years old. He's very laid back. He's got gorgeous markings, and he's kind of a Bengal tiger stripe together. Very pretty. Now, Jafar is the one that I cracked up. I was talking to Brad, and I could see a shadow underneath the bathroom door, and I said, is there somebody here? Because I've been there quite a while. And he said, no, that's Jafar. And he's letting him kind of run around because he is a large black cat. He's a male. He's kind of ornery, and he doesn't like the other cats. So it makes him nervous, and I'm nervous because he's missing. So he would make a very only child. He'd make a very good only child.
Yeah.
And we're thinking on his, you know, he's affectionate, but it's kind of on his terms. And because he is so large, he's he gets a little overzealous in his affection.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we're thinking, well, he probably would make a very nice indoor-outdoor cat, but he's beautiful. And I don't want to talk badly about him, but I think people need to know just some of his personality traits so they aren't surprised.
Exactly,
And adopting. But he's beautiful. He's wonderful. But he does, so we let him roam the front of the shelter. So that way he's happy and we're happy.
He's one of those, I just love you kind of cats. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And then, he you know, how they like to kind of bite on you sometimes, nibble. Well, sometimes Get a little carried away. Yeah. And, if you're a cat lover, I guess you would love it. But anyway.
Yeah, Morgana's that way. Morgana's that way too. She's like what I call aggressively affectionate.
Yes, exactly. And maybe it's just because he doesn't have his person.
Right.
Once he gets his person, he will probably be a
yeah. Then you settle down and you form a partnership, and all is well.
You know, we've talked about personalities of the animals at the shelter. It's nothing like they truly are. Once you get them home, their real personality comes out, and they're usually much more calmer. Mm-hmm. And just it's so stressful at that shelter. There's so many, you know, you've got noises from the cats, you've got puppies, you've got older dogs barking, so it's pretty stressful.
I imagine.
So we always say, you know, give them a couple of days, and you'll be real surprised and pleased with their true personality. So, on our dogs, I won't go through the ones I talked about. I'm just going to mention names because I really want some new ones that need some attention. But Bella, we've got our beautiful Bella, and Shelby, and Blue, and Snart, and Dina, and those are the old time residents. And we know Bella's our pretty little black gal that just doesn't have any outstanding markings other than she's just got the best personality in the world. She's kind of one of those blind dates. You know, when you set somebody up, and you'll say, hey, I know this Bella. She's really sweet. Is she pretty? She's got the best personality.
Think about that. Those are the girls I used to go out with in high school.
Yeah.
Oh, and she's got Bella. Such a wonderful personality.
Yeah.
And she's a fine dancer.
Yeah, so, you know, there you go. Uh-huh. Shelby's already spayed. She's very sweet. Blue is already neutered. He's 2 years old. Dina is 5 months old. She's just a baby, but she's a medium-sized dog.
Uh-huh.
Then we've got Lacey. Lacey is new to us. She's a female, about 4 years old. She is would make a great guard dog for livestock. She's that shepherd mix, and she's brindle with some white on her chest.
Uh-huh.
We've got Sugar Plum, female. This is a cool dog. She is a boxer, black lab mix. Great personality in the boxers and the labs. And she's about a year old. She's very affectionate. Willie's got high energy, but he's sweet. He's pounds. He's about 60 pounds. He's full grown. He's gorgeous. He's black and tan and lanky and just Cooper. Mm-hmm. Kate and Cooper share the same kennel. Now, they're not litter mates, but that just shows you how well they get along with other dogs.
They're
roommates.
Yeah.
And one's a female and one's a male, but I want everyone to know that no babies will occur because they've already been fixed, so they're just good friends. And that's the crew that we have. We are running short on cat food. We would like either wet or dry. The wet goes for little kittens, but the dry is appreciated by all. And Brad indicated dog treats. We're running very low on our dog treats, which they get every day, 2 or 3 times a day. So if someone's wanting to come out and just visit and bring a little token of affection, bring some treats. We'd appreciate it. And always food and always blankets. That's a constant need. He said we're really good on kitty litter right now, so thank you all for that. They've been bringing in the kitty litter, and we sure appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
So we are full, as we've indicated. Remember, people, 4th of July's coming. It's not a holiday. Your animals enjoy.
But no.
If nothing else, I saw something on Facebook. It's kind of cool. Just take some masking tape and put your phone number on it around their collar just in case they were to get away from you. Because, I mean, they'll shoot off like a bullet sometimes.
Right.
You cannot catch them. And if that easy phone number is very handy, you can get your animal replaced. And if your animal does not come home, cats are terrible about hiding. They get so frightened they hide. So call the shelter because we will probably, hopefully, have your pet and it can be returned. So I just want to indicate that that holiday's not fun.
Yeah.
Well, our phone number is 620-309-4155. Call or text. Go to Facebook. Friends of Animals, CFA. Look at the gorgeous animals that we have and maybe get them home before the 4th or, again, maybe not. Maybe wait till after the 4th.
Yeah.
If you have your animals at home, get them in the house, get that radio up, secure them, tranquilize them through your vet if you need to, because some are that frightened. But have a safe and happy holiday, but remember your pets. That's what I want to say.
They don't much care for the loud noises.
Yes.
All
anyway,
right.
that's kind of our information for today, and the heat's coming up, so again, make sure there's fresh water out there for your animals and freeze some water bottles. Throw in their water bowl. Keep that water cooler. You can take a bunk pan and fill it about half full of water and put treats in it. Stick it out there in the afternoon and let them chew on that ice and find a treat. That's always very sun and refreshing.
Yeah. If it's hot for you, it's hot for them, and they're covered in fur. Yeah. And when you're taking your dogs for a walk, you know, remember that sidewalk is very hot.
Gosh, yes, wood.
Yeah.
I sat down on the deck the other day barefooted, and the wood was nothing hot.
Yeah. Well, Becky, we will talk to you again next week. Thanks for sharing the news about the doggos and Kit Kats and the fur babies looking for their forever homes. I love talking to you guys at the Coffeyville Friends of Animals.
Thanks. We appreciate this time. And, you know, Bill, it is true. We get a lot of adoptions through this program because you've got people out on the road. They don't want to listen to music sometimes. They need conversation.
So yeah.
I think we have a good following.
You know what else we're good at?
This time.
You know what else we're good at? I found out from listening to one of the ag reports the other day. We're good for keeping the raccoons out of the sweet corn. If you set a radio out in the sweet corn, don't put it to music. Put it to a talk station, and the raccoons will think you got people walking around out there. So,
well, that's interesting.
Yeah. If you put music, then you got a raccoon disco, and nobody wants that. All right, Becky, we'll talk to you.
And I got some moves, too. What do you bet?
Yeah, raccoon disco, baby, with the little mirrored balls and everything. All right, sweetie, we'll talk to you again next week. It's a small world here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.
This is Beef Roundup, news that affects our area cattle producers and consumers of beef.